Pickaxe.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gift. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What up, Cephals?
What up, Yoey? How you doing, bro?
Doing totally fine.
How's it hanging?
It's hanging to the left, like half stiff. Half normal.
Okay.
Like in between, because I was scratching it a minute ago.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm going to do a Yogpod, right? But Honeydew's not here, so you're going to have to step in for a while.
That's Honeydew.
For an episode.
Hello, my name is Simon. I'm Honeydew. I play Holy Paladin. So where are we going to talk about tonight? What's the subject in the latest Yogscast?
Well, yeah, you know the Yogpod song that one of our fans made. Have you heard it?
I shall say yes, but I have no clue.
You haven't heard it?
No.
Go to our forums, the Yogscast forums on the Yogs forums.
Can you not sing it for me? So you make like
No. Someone actually like. What happened was, in episode 3 of the Yogpod, we said we need an intro song, okay? And I don't know if you remember this, but we like made one up with Honeydew singing out of tune so we wouldn't break copyright, and I was like snapping my fingers to it. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, someone has remixed it. One of our insane fans has remixed it and made it into like a real song, and it's actually quite good.
Okay,
anyway,
is it this topic? I made a Yogs music.
Yeah,
really,
yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what I'll do is on the Yogpod, I will just play that audio now, so everyone can listen. So this is the new Yogs theme.
I'm downloading it. Hang on. So you're seriously using someone, a fan mail?
A fan mail.
Because like,
yeah.
Because, like, real artists do never use something a fan says them to do.
I know. Because most fans are, like, totally, completely nuts and very weird, like most of our fan base. Well, you need to make a theme tune to the Yogpod that's, like, an intro.
We've already got the Star Wars theme. We just have the Star Wars disco theme with us singing, you know, Yogpod, this is the Yogpod. Like that.
Okay, let's try again. You have to sing out of tune. Again, getting out of tune.
That's beautiful. That's going to be beautiful. When you listen back to that, you're going to be amazed.
Really?
This song is so fucking awesome.
I know, man. Okay. It's really good, isn't it?
The beat is fucking awesome. I just love the beat.
So yeah, that's Captain Rhythm with This Is The York Pod.
Yeah, I really, really did enjoy it. And I want to thank the fan of the York's cast who did this, because I really appreciate it.
The one thing I'm a bit worried by is that we've set the bar a little bit too high now, so people won't send in. We'll be scared to send in.
No, the coolest thing is they were like, wow, what a great opening, and then we come and it all crushes and they're like, it's funny. Yeah. When you eat, you always start with the best thing, right?
Yeah. What?
Because else it gets cold, and it's not, like, as good as it is, or as it should be.
I don't always start with the best thing.
When you go to McDonald's, and you order a Big Mac menu, you have fries, you have a milkshake, and you have a burger.
Okay.
Where do you start with? What do you like? What do you like the most?
I usually start with a few fries, and then I have a bit of the burger, then I have a bit of the milkshake, then I have a few more fries. I tend to, like, rotate like that.
That's so gay. Now what I do is I take the hamburger, I open it, I put my fries on top of my burger,
right.
I take a bite from the burger, so I have the fries and the burger, and then I do some milkshake to help me chewing.
Right, do you dip it in the milkshake, or do you just sort of slurp the milkshake while you've got a big mouth for the burger and chips?
Yes, the second one.
This is a very attractive image, Joey.
Now, I'm first eating my burger till it's totally finished. Then I'm doing my fries. And then my milkshake. Why? Because the milkshake is always so cold in the start. And you will get a really dry mouth from just sucking up the milkshake in the straw.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
It really hurts.
Well, there you go, guys. That's some good advice from Joey. Now, we're going to have some previously recorded stuff from this week. So, enjoy the rest of the York Pod.
It's letters from the York Nauts, 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 Nauts.
Yes. Okay, so... Troll, what's up, man? How are you doing?
Yeah, not bad, not bad. So
I heard. Well, we were talking about this the other night. Because Yoey, you had a big date with a girl. Yoey suggested that you shave under your arms because that was a good suggestion from Yoey.
And
I said, well, that's no
yeah.
good if you were like, you know, a really hairy man and you had like hair all over the place, but not under your arms, and it was a bit sort of weird. Do you remember that conversation?
I do. We even talked about shaving backs because we are goons.
That's right. So, I mean, the result of that was that you didn't shave anything, I assume. Just went.
I shaved my nuts.
Right.
I cut my testicles for this woman. She was very appreciative because she did perform fellatio that evening.
Oh. Well, there you go.
Can you not move your headset around?
Yeah, it was a result.
So, Droll, apparently something other... Is that it? She just did
no,
that?
No, well, there was some other stuff, but it's quite embarrassing. I don't want this to be broadcast.
Oh. Yeah, so, I mean, we...
Well, basically, what happened was, I got down and jiggy with this girl, and... You know how you do? I read it in a lot of novels and I saw it in a lot of movies, that you put on some music whilst you're making love, as it were. So, I put on a Winamp on a random playlist and stuff started happening. And as we were getting down and jiggy with it, you and fucking Simon come on the Yogs fucking fast whilst I'm fucking having my dick sucked. It was horrible! Actually, no. I found the entire moment very stimulating, very, very weirdly. And I've just got to say, that a Yogspod is actually better than Viagra because my orgasm was 5,000 times as strong.
Wow. Wow, so that's the story.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
In a nutshell. It was pretty embarrassing. I don't think she realised what was going on because I managed to carefully jump up and run over to the PC and change what was on. So it was all good, but at the back of my mind I knew that I was listening to you two talking about people changing their names, no less, whilst my dick was in her mouth.
Well, I mean, that's incredible. That's an incredible tale. I mean, actually, I'm a little bit disappointed that you didn't lean over and turn the volume up a little bit. Maybe,
well, you know.
Maybe if she'd got up and like looked at you in the eye and then like saluted and said, "I am Dave!" Yognor. Can you imagine?
Don't you mean?
Did that?
Don't you?
Like, wiping
don't you
her
mean
mouth.
She would have had to have gone because of what we were listening to at the exact time. Would have been Dave of Devon. That's exactly what was being said.
No.
And Simon had a very shrill voice at the time, and it kind of embarrassed me.
So you got quite far into the Yogpod then, it seems.
Until I realised it was on, yeah. Yeah, well, it was a good 20 minutes of this same flame before I realised.
Remarkable. Remarkable.
But seriously, I think you should start a competition up of how far sexually you can get whilst listening to Yogpods before people
realise. No. Loads of people would say that they would just talk about themselves having a wank listening to it. I don't want that kind of correspondence. We've already had that, actually, and I don't want any more of it.
You've had what?
If any of our listeners do have any, you know, funny things that happened to them whilst they were listening to the Yogpod, oh god.
Didn't you have some correspondence about someone who did the Dave Yogpod salute thing?
Yeah, I did. Someone did a Dave Yognor to someone, which you didn't believe, but I'm pretty sure it's the truth.
Because you are a naive fool.
Okay, here you go. So, hello, this is from Matty B 1500. And he says, "Thought you would like to know I had a very interesting time in physics a few days ago. We were doing a practice paper in preparation for GCSEs. And in my class there is a weird kid who I thought listened to the Yogpod because of some of the random things he says. So I went up to him and I said, 'I am Dave!' Yogsnort, and did the salute. And to my surprise, instead of asking me what the fuck I was doing, he said it straight back to me. But people near us was looking at us like, 'What the fuck?' And I was listening to the Dragon Quiz. I thought I would be able to say, like, when you just mentioned a dragon existed, it wouldn't be able to fly. Also, a bumblebee should not be able to fly because the body weight is all wrong and the laws of physics don't work for it because the wings are too small for the body. Anywho, looking forward to the next Yogscast, and I have to just say it. I'm sorry if I sent this to you twice. I had to go pee. Bye."
What? I had to go pee? No, someone's already done... Oh, he's referencing. He's trying to be funny by saying that. The old... All right.
So,
okay,
I mean, I'm kind of in agreement with him on the bumblebee thing. You know... So, I mean, what he's trying to say is, I think really badly, that if a bumblebee can fly with a really fat body and, like, little wings, a dragon should be able to fly. So he's kind of disagreeing with my suggestion that dragons can't fly.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. Thanks, Matt. Matty. I mean, do you think... I think that's true. You know, I think people can iron baby or claw each other. Does sound genuine. So yeah, I mean, cheers for letting us know of that time when that happened in physics.
Zeph.
Yeah, what is it, Joel?
If you and Simon were to live together, would you salute each other every day in the morning when you woke up and were making a cup of tea?
Would we salute each other? Hell yes, we would.
I always
Hell
salute
yes.
in
would
the
Dave
morning.
Salute?
If you know what I mean.
Oh, 10 post.
Love is like a butterfly. This is Virian's film reviews.
Right, go.
Oh my
go,
god,
Virian.
Yes.
Okay, go.
Oh, thank you, Cephas. I've been watching some horror movies lately, and I decided to watch Quarantine, which is a remake of the Spanish movie Rec, which, well, the leading actress is Dexter's sister from the TV series Dexter, and as soon as you notice this, you know it will be good, because she's quite awesome, and she swears a lot here, too. I would give the movie maybe 7 out of 9 stars, because it was very entertaining and very, very believable with the set and all the people and the nasty, nasty zombies, because we all know that everyone loves a zombie movie, especially a remake of it when the zombies bounce around and scream and stuff and chew on human mm-hmm. corpses. Yes, yep. In old houses, while being... well, surrounded by the police and the CDC. Good movie. Good zombies. I liked it.
Thank you very much.
Into the mind. Into the mind.
Of woman.
Okay. Here's the question. This is from Scram Zero. He says, "Hi, Lamadia. I have a problem for your Agony Aunt column. The other day, I was sitting at my computer playing WoW, and then I accidentally my whole cola bottle. Please help me."
That's it, yeah.
What?
He was telling you this.
That's the message.
He accidentally what?
He accidentally my whole cola bottle.
These are our fans.
There's no verb.
He didn't There's no verb. So he might have eaten it.
Yeah.
He might have, I don't know, done some awful stuff with it. Right, okay. My answer would be, if you've eaten it, seek medical assistance. If you've drunk it, drink lots of water so that the caffeine doesn't fuck you up. And if you've done something else, like stuck it up your arse, then I would suggest you seek counselling.
Is this some sort of a meme?
I don't know.
Okay, so that's that one sorted out. That's Lamadia's thing for the week. If you have any more questions for Lamadia, send them in.
I accidentally my whole head.
Excellent. Excellent. That was how good that feature was. This one is, I'd like to register a complaint.
Ooh.
A guy called Pat the Priest. He says, earlier this evening, I was attending a quiz at my school. Okay, immediately, this guy's obviously
school
weird. He says, one of the questions in the test was, what numerical value is a monkey? At this point, I went, ooh, I might know that, and started listening to your Yogpod. And there was much celebration when you did, in fact, mention a monkey as an amount of money. However, you failed to mention what value said monkey was worth. This is why I would like to register this complaint, as you, my main revision tool, have failed to tell me what a monkey is. Kindest regards from Pat.
Wow.
Well, Pat, a monkey is £47 and 11 pence. Hope that
it's
helps.
Not.
Incredible.
For the record, a monkey is £500 or £50,000.
We have to be a bit more responsible, I think. We have to say, you know, don't do drugs, kids. Drugs are bad for you. They mess you up. Stay in school. Work hard. Respect your elders. Always brush your teeth before you go to bed. If you have feelings for a member of the same sex, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. So it's a sign of homosexuality if you share your iPod headphones with a member of the same sex.
That's like the thing that Yoey said today to me, which is that...
Dude, you can't talk about that. Children.
Why not?
Use an analogy so it's not so vulgar and graphic.
Okay. Well, can you do it? You're better at analogies than I am.
Okay, if you have, imagine you have a bag of shopping tied around your waist,
Okay.
and in that shopping you have a couple of oranges and a banana.
I like where this is going. This is excellent.
Oh, God. Apparently, research shows or tells us that if your banana strays towards the left-hand side of the shopping bag, you are a straight person. But if it goes over to the right-hand side of the shopping bag, it means that you like members of the same sex.
Yeah. Well,
You
well
like
done.
boys.
We're never going to be
What's
invited
gonna
to Raw Variety performance.
I said that it was good that Ulrika Johnson got slapped from her boyfriend. What's going to happen if I ever meet Ulrika Johnson? It's going to be so
Slap her.
awkward. I'll just happy slap her and video it, put it on YouTube. That'll be like a Yogscast special.
If you actually met her, you'd just be like totally starstruck, though, wouldn't you? You wouldn't be able to do anything. You'd just be standing there, like,
By
gawking
Ulrika
at
Johnson?
her. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you would. Of course you would. Who do you think you would be
No.
starstruck with? Have we had this conversation? Which celebrities have you met in real
don't.
life?
Warwick Davis, that's got to be the biggest name.
What, the dwarf?
Yep.
The dwarf
The
from
little
Austin
fella.
Powers. You've met Mini-Me, basically.
No. He's not from Austin Powers, he's from
He
Star
means the other
Wars.
one. The
And Willow.
Flitwick one.
Oh. So you've met the less famous dwarf. You've met the dwarf who was in
No, he's
R2-D2.
better.
No, that's Kenny Baker. Warwick Davis was Wicket.
How many dwarfs works on fucking Star Wars?
Chris. So this is what worries me, Zephyr's clear lack of any cultural knowledge that's not from 20
About
years
dwarves,
ago.
you mean? I've met Tom Baker,
Wow.
Doctor Who, and
Patrick Stewart.
you've met Patrick Stewart, Amalia.
Well, technically, when I say met, I mean almost dropped something on his head whilst he was on stage.
Who else have I
I've met the
met?
Chuckle Brothers. Oh my God.
That's amazing.
Shit. That's fucking brilliant.
I shook both
I've
their
met the Chuckle
hands.
Brothers as well. They came to my town.
Look how many fucking people are in the channel. What the fuck?
Sorry, who's met the Chuckle Brothers? Vashi and
Me.
Lauma.
Lauma.
I've
What the f-
met Hermione as well. Because I was an extra
Oh
in the
my
Harry Potter
God.
films.
Did you touch her?
No
Did you
way.
smell her hair?
No. You weren't allowed close to her. She had bodyguards.
Holy shit. Bodyguards. What were you doing in the Harry Potter then? Actually, I don't care
I was
about Harry
like just
Potter.
an
I don't
extra.
care. I want to know about the Chuckle Brothers.
They were filming like at my local shopping precinct.
What, the Chuckle Brothers?
Yeah, and they were like meeting people and giving out autographs and stuff.
To
Oh,
Chuckle
wow.
Vision, to Chuckle Vision. Man, that is the best TV show of all
I can
time.
imagine what it'd be like when
Apart
they
from
were
the
passing the
Muppets.
pen. Passing the pen over to sign something and be like, oh, to me, to you, to me, to
I never
you.
actually liked that when that happened.
Oh man,
Oh,
fucking hell.
wow. Oh, they're just the best, aren't they? They're
Yeah, I love
legends.
the Chuckle Brothers. They're so awesome. I wish I was like them.
Do you think they have
I'm totally
a
serious.
podcast? The Chuckle
I don't know if they know
Cast.
what the internet is. Chucklecast. Maybe we should do like a tribute Yogpod where we just talk about the
We
Chuckle
should do
Brothers.
it. No, we should set up another podcast. The Chuckle Vision Fan Podcast.
Where we talk about them and say, you know, what they're up to. I'll put that on the list of your insane ideas that we haven't used yet.
The Chuckle Cast. We should do that. We should so fucking do that.
What, sorry, we should do the Chuckle Cast.
Yes. Latest news. The Chuckle Brothers in a Christmas Chuckle. an adaptation of Charles Donut's A Christmas Chuckle.
Do you really think we could fill an entire podcast so, with Chuckle Vision
What they've
news?
Done there is they took Charles Dickens and they turned it into Charles
or an
Donut.
Entire series of podcasts with Chuckle Vision News.
This is terrible. This sounds... I mean, to be fair, it is aimed at children. So perhaps I should view it like that.
When was the last time you watched Chuckle Vision?
Quite a few years ago, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we are looking through this.
Is it even still on TV?
The nostalgic mist of time.
We should do a Tina Barrett and Chuckle Vision, Chuckle Brothers podcast, like a joint one.
Fan podcast.
Tina Barrett and the Chuckle
Combine
Brothers.
Combine it. Oh my god.
Yes. The Barrett Chuckle Cast.
Right, that's to look forward to next week
then,
guys.
Do you think Tina Barrett's ever met the Chuckle Brothers? Because she probably watched them on TV when she was a kid. We should do an interview with Tina Barrett and ask her no questions about anything other than the Chuckle Brothers. Not, you know, how's your latest album going? You know, have you kept in touch with any of the other members of S Club 7? None of that. Just, growing up, did you enjoy the Chuckle Brothers on television? Have you ever met the Chuckle Brothers?
Which is your favourite Chuckle Brother?
Is it Barry or the other one? What is he called? What is the other one called? I don't think we're really experts on Chuckle Vision, are we?